thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Apparently, this is where I say things. That's great. All right. If you find out what they are, let me know. No. Whew. Okay. Hey, so 1986, it's not in my notes, but I sat right over there. We had assigned seating, and I remember alumni coming back and some alumnus being selected for this, and I thought, there's no way. With God, there's always a way. And so for you students sitting out there, I sat there. I sat there for a while. And it's going to be one of you one of these days, I promise you. Because of what I'll share with you this morning is you just can't stop God from being faithful. It's who he is. It's what he does. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So good morning. I am Larry Daybeck. Thank you, Frank, my dear friend of 35 years. In fact, it goes back a little bit further. 1986, when I got here, I was a student admissions tour guide. So I did work for Frank in 1986. It was part of my financial aid package, which I needed desperately. And then Dr. Smith at CIU, thank you so very much. This is an amazing honor. And I'm sure I could not have been more surprised or incredibly humbled that this would happen. When Dr. Smith called me last spring and told me the news that this was coming this fall, I was sure he had the wrong number. Seriously, because what have I done? But as I watched that video, two sets of scripture flood my soul. The first set comes from 2 Corinthians chapters 2 and 3, where the Apostle Paul says, "Who is sufficient for these things?" Man, whew, not me. And he goes on in chapter 3 to say, "Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers." We're not sufficient. I can't do this. Whatever God calls each of us to do, I hope you are desperately dependent upon him to think, I can't do this. But watch God show up and make you sufficient. The second verse that rings in my ears, more importantly, is as I watch that video, do you know what I don't see? I don't see anything that I have done at all. Here's what I see. I see the faithfulness of our faithful God showing up in my life every day, day in and day out, 24/7, every day of the year for 58 years. On the days when I am moderately faithful, but especially he shows up on the day that I am faithless. What I hear ringing in my ears, and you've heard it already, 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful because he can't deny himself. It's who he is. So friends, can I take a few moments this morning to tell you of the faithfulness of my God? I said, can I take a few moments of your time this morning to tell you about the great faithfulness of our great God? Thank you. I was hoping you would say yes. There it is. And by the way, just a little bit of theology in that verse. Is there anything that God can't do? Yes. He cannot stop being faithful. It's right there in the verse. It's not just what he does, it's who he is. The word remain there is the verb for abide. The noun form of that is abode. In other words, God's home is faithfulness. God is from Faithful Town. In fact, God is Faithful Town. It's not just what he does, it's who he is. He remains faithful. So, his faithfulness in my life. 1982, I wasn't looking for God. I loved my sin, and I thought nothing of a Savior. But faithfully, he came and found me. And then in 1983, I went to a Christian conference in Kansas City, and sitting next to me on New Year's Eve to pray in the new year was a young gal named Kathy Geyer. And so what I found out that night was that God was faithful to provide a wife. As we sat there talking that evening, I'm like, where's Christian Markell? You out here, buddy? All right, so yesterday, you heard him up here say when God shows you your spouse, it's bam. Hey, that was bam that night. And then so providentially, in God's faithfulness, the very next morning, Kathy's bus broke down on the way home to Cincinnati. And she was standing right outside my window with her bags, and I looked over at my buddy and I said, move over. Kathy sat down next to me, and you know what happened? Our knees touched. God is faithful. I let her read these. I didn't tell her I was going to say that. But in our early Christian life, we got discipled through a ministry that really pointed us to the world. And I realized at that time that I didn't want to be a secular communications major, that I really wanted to invest my life in the kingdom and in cross-cultural ministry. So as I asked around what school should I transfer to, different schools popped up, but every single person always said this other school, Columbia Bible College. There's no better place for mission. So I'm like, that's it. That's what I want. Sounds good to me. I applied, got accepted, drove down, never even visited. But I want to tell you, coming down from Ohio and I come up Monticello Road and I turn down onto International Boulevard that fall of 1986, very few times ever in my life, the Spirit of God just overwhelmed me when I turned that corner. Man, God is here. God is here. And I'm like, I'm home. This is where I need to be. When I came to chapel, to know him and to make him known. I'm like, that's what I want my life to be about. I'm at the right place. I'm here. That God was faithful to set before me godly faculty here at CIU. Dr. Brian Beyer. Dr. Beyer, who loves Dr. Beyer? Everybody. He was trying to sell us last night at dinner on going to Israel with him. I think he's a Israel trip evangelist. I mean, you know his godliness, his character, his love for the Lord, his love for you as students. The campus is replete with faculty like that. People who had a significant impact on my life. Presidents McQuilkin and Dr. Johnny Miller. Frank Bedell's dad, Cliff Bedell, was my advisor and my missions major. When I got to the seminary, Dr. Terry Holbert, Dr. Bill Larkin, Dr. Mulholland. It was here at CIU that I not only learned, but saw lived out in our faculty and staff how to love Christ and how to love others faithfully. While I was here at CIU, I had a lot of fun stories. It was here that I broke my nose. True story. Who played in the football game last night? Anybody playing? All right. So it was the homecoming North-South football game the night before today. I was 23 years old and I was the running back. The quarterback Joe Hobbs gave me the ball. I came around and our tight end was blocking a guy on the other side, and as he was blocking this guy, his elbow came back. And that's right where I was coming, and it just cranked me right in the face. And I'd never had my bell rung until that day. And my nose was broken. And so Nita Walker, I think, was the nurse at the time. She said, you need to stop playing football. And I said, I'm not stopping playing football because God's faithful. In fact, God was faithful to teach a young medical doctor how to fix a broken nose. And then I was even tempted, for y'all who raised your hand, I was tempted to play in the game last night. But God reminded me in his faithfulness that I'm no longer 23. And then for 10 years, I was on the staff here working in admissions and recruitment, and saw God be faithful there time and time again. And for us as a family, it was really most evident for God's faithfulness as he used this time, and I mentioned this in the video, to just set our family in place on knowing God and loving God, to know him, to make him known. All three of our sons were born here in Columbia, and God was faithful. John was born with a hole in his heart, and he was going to have open heart surgery at Duke University. And all of a sudden, the hole was closed right before the surgery. Faculty and staff were praying for John when he was a little baby, and God was faithful and healed his heart. And God showed us through friends and faculty just what healthy marriages and healthy families should look like. Kathy and I grew up in some broken homes, and we found out here, especially through the ministry and courses of Professor Buck Hatch, telling us what families and marriages should look like. Because you see, God is faithful, and he cannot deny himself. God was faithful to get me even a new wedding band, okay? This new wedding band is because of God's faithfulness. I was playing softball on the faculty staff team. We were playing the students, and I had this kind of I got a wonky finger, and I had a wonky wedding band, so I gave it to my boss, and I said, hey, can you hold my wedding band for me? Because he had pockets. I didn't have pockets. And at the end of the game, I said, hey, can I have my ring back? He lost my ring. He's no ring. So we kind of scoured the field for a few moments, but we never found my ring. But God is faithful through insurance companies to provide new rings. Make sure your insurance is paid up. It was the field right on the other side of the prayer towers, where that little lake is, where the soccer field is now. So if you get your metal detector out, you might be able to find a wedding band out there. I'll give you my email address. And then God was faithful to redirect us to the Army. You know, as you seek God's will for your life, just kind of keep that with an open hand. Because you'll be surprised sometimes about where God does take you. The Army was never on our radar, but we were authentically asking God, please guide us. We'll do whatever you want us to do. So he did. When it became clear that we were not destined for a mission field, God was faithful to lead us to a different cross-cultural ministry. Any of you ever been in the military? I mean, that is another world. It's another language, and it's a whole nother culture, and that's where God wound up calling us. So with one marriage, 2 degrees, 3 sons, and 14 years, it was time to launch Team Daybeck. We took all the love and leadership that we had learned here and seen and understood from CIU and took that to the Army to love and serve your soldiers and their families. For the last 21 years, 8 moves, 3 combat tours, and 1 helicopter crash. So with I can make any short story long, but there I was at 100 feet at 100 miles an hour. It was a 2-seater helicopter. My commander and I were flying to visit some soldiers on the border of Iraq. And as we're flying along, I hear above my head where the engine is, I've got the helmet on, and it's just me and Matt Steele. Matt, great Christian guy, loves the Lord. And over our heads, I hear kablam. And the helicopter just starts pitching wildly, and I hear beep, 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 beep. And Matt leans over and says, Chaplain, you need to start praying. I've been praying since kablam. And God was faithful through this wonderful godly man sitting next to me to put this disabled helicopter safely on the ground in the middle of Iraq. And the first thing we did when we got out of that helicopter was drop to our knees and together thank our faithful God. You've got wonderful godly soldiers out there in your military. We saw God's faithfulness there in the middle of Iraq. Now the future. I don't know where the Army's going to assign me. Some soldiers always say, hey, Chaplain, how do I know God's will for where I should be? I'm like, well, when you get orders from the Army, that's God's will. Really, if you ever want to find out what God has for you, sometimes it's in the normal, mundane, ordinary processes of life. And so sometimes it's not the big banner in the sky. It's your orders to report to Fort Wainwright, Alaska. So I don't know the future, but God does. He's already there. He's already plowing the field ahead of us to be faithful yet again. So I'll tell you, friends and family, as I watched that video this morning, here's the only thing I saw. I saw the faithful fingerprints of a faithful God all over that, because he cannot deny himself. And then one day, we all will see the video of our lives, and we will all together glorify God, who is so very faithful, even when we're faithless, because he cannot and he will not ever deny himself. Thank you. Let me pray. You can stand for prayer. Let's pray. Our wonderful, faithful God, we are so amazed that you would love somebody like us. And thank you that you do, and that forever. And Lord, thank you that you have promised to be faithful no matter what comes in our lives, because you can't stop being who you are every day, all day, for every one of us. Lord, we love you. We are so grateful that you're faithful. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel Daybeck. Let's show our appreciation again for our 2021 Alumnus of the Year, Colonel Daybeck. God bless you.
Thanks, Dan. Amen.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.